Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read a story that actually should have been read yesterday. But, you know, I kind of wanted you to have a day to think about something. Let me ask you a question. Yesterday was Easter. Did you wake up in the morning and have an Easter basket? Did you have an Easter basket when you woke up? Uh-huh. Yeah. Was there stuff in it? Uh-huh. Yeah. Some people get stuff on Easter. The Easter bunny, right, brings little treats. Uh-huh. And it's easy to think that's what Easter is all about. Uh-uh. But it's not. There's another story to be told about Easter, and I'm going to read it to you today. And so, my friends, I highly recommend that you get your hands on this story because the message, my friends, oh, my friends, if we could just bottle this message up and everybody hear it, it would be good. Today's story is called Love One Another, and it has a subtitle. And the subtitle is The Last Days of Jesus. And this story is retold by Lauren Thompson and illustrated by Elizabeth Vihara. And I just want to go on record for saying that the author of this has some wonderful things to say at the beginning to all of her readers. And I'm not going to read them all to you right now, but I do want to say that she points out some very interesting things about the figure of Jesus and this story that I'm about to read to you, and how the message here is that there is no sorrow so great that love cannot heal it, and that Jesus's message of love comes through all these generations that have come since he did. And so it is with great honor that I share today's story with you. Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Uh-huh. That's your name today? Uh-huh. Well, buckle up, because I've got a story for you. You ready? Here we go. Once there was a man named Jesus. Jesus was a teacher. He was wise and good, and kind to the poor and the sick and the outcast. He traveled the countryside and spoke to all of God's love and forgiveness. Jesus taught, love your neighbor, both friend and enemy, for in heaven, we all are loved. Forgive those who wrong you, and you too will be forgiven. Trust in God and love one another. Now, many who gathered to listen were filled with hope and comfort. Jesus taught, God is always near. Heaven is all around us. Even now, we have only to look for it. Some who heard Jesus' teachings wanted to be with him always, to learn his ways and wisdom. They left all they had and became his disciples. They did not always understand what Jesus taught, but they loved him as he loved them. One day, Jesus led his disciples to the great city of Jerusalem. As he entered the gates of the city, people cheered as if he were a king. Jesus went to the holy temple and began to teach. And again, he spoke of love. A man asked, which of all teachings is greatest? And Jesus answered, love God and love one another. These teachings together are the greatest. Crowds drew near to hear Jesus' simple but powerful words. The temple priests grew angry with him and envious. Does he think he is wiser than we are? They grumbled to one another. Does he think he's a new king? All week, as Jesus taught in the temple, the priests plotted how to arrest him. One evening, Jesus gathered his disciples for a meal away from the crowds. "I've wanted to be with you one last time," Jesus said, "for soon, I fear, one of you will betray me." The disciples were saddened and alarmed, and they asked each other, "Do you mean me?" And they wondered which of them could betray the teacher they loved. They did not know that for 30 silver coins, the disciple named Judas had agreed to help the priests arrest Jesus. Judas the deceiver. Very good. Later, Jesus and the disciples went together to a garden. Only Judas did not follow them. Jesus was deeply grieved and troubled. He knew something terrible would soon happen. He asked his disciples to keep watch while he prayed. The disciples wanted to do as Jesus asked, but they were weary and could not stay awake. Full of sorrow, Jesus prayed alone. "Whatever may come, let God's will be done." Jesus woke the disciples where they lay. "Could you not keep watch for even 1 hour? He asked sadly. "Rise, for the one who will betray me is here." Just then, Judas entered the garden, leading a band of soldiers sent by the priests. Judas called to Jesus, "Teacher!" And he kissed him. Jesus whispered, "Friend, do what you have come to do." Then the soldiers took hold of Jesus, for the kiss had been a sign to seize him. The soldiers led Jesus away, but the disciples did not follow. They were afraid they too would be captured. They deserted Jesus and fled. That night, the temple priests gathered to judge their prisoner, Jesus. They questioned him and mocked him, asking, "Do you not call yourself a king?" Jesus answered only, "You say that I do." For he knew the priests had already judged against him. The priests grew even angrier. They declared that Jesus had broken the holy laws and should be punished with death. At dawn, they brought Jesus to Pilate, the Roman ruler of the land. Pilate, too, questioned Jesus.
"Are you then a new king?"
Jesus answered only, "So you were saying." But Pilate could find no proof that Jesus had done wrong. Still, the priests had stirred up the crowd outside. "Put him to death!" they cried. "Put him to death!" And Pilate feared the angry crowd, and he let the soldiers take Jesus away. The soldiers brought Jesus to a hill outside the city, and they put him on a cross. Jesus uttered a final prayer, and then he died. A man who loved Jesus took his body and carefully placed it in a tomb. He rolled a large stone in front of the opening. Then he left to mourn the death of Jesus. 2 days later, another friend of Jesus, a woman named Mary, came to the tomb. The large stone had been rolled away. Mary looked inside the dark opening. The tomb was empty. Mary began to cry. She was afraid that someone had taken Jesus' body. But then she saw a man close by, and she heard him ask, "Why are you crying?" And she answered, "Someone has taken our dear teacher away. Can you tell me where?" And then she heard the man call her by her name, Mary. And suddenly she knew him. It was Jesus she saw before her. She heard him say, "Go tell the others
what you have seen.
Mary found the disciples where they had been gathered in hiding. Jesus lives! She exclaimed, but the disciples did not believe her. They were deep in mourning, weeping with grief and remorse, for they knew that they had deserted Jesus, and then he had died. But suddenly they saw Jesus was there among them. The disciples were startled and afraid. Do not be troubled, they heard Jesus say. Be at peace, and know that I am with you always. Then the disciples rejoiced. Their grief was ended, for Jesus had died, and yet he lived. Go now, they heard Jesus say. Teach others as I have taught you. Forgive and love as I have loved you. So you must love one another. And the disciples were filled with great peace and happiness, for now they understood in their hearts what Jesus had taught. They knew their wrongs were forgiven, and that love was greater than hate, greater even than death.
Love overcame hate, and Jesus defeated death once and for all.
Mm-hmm. And in his love, Jesus lived on. Joyously, the disciples set out to bring Jesus' teachings to everyone and to tell the wondrous story of this day, Easter Day, to all of the world. And that is the story of Easter, my friends. And I hope that you remember it every time Easter comes around.
And that is
the end. Mm-hmm. You got anything else you want to say?
Mm-hmm. Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.